Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning. This show contains strong language and content that some people may find offensive. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
She's an agent.
An agent of what?
She's FBI, Jim.
You're... No. You've got the wrong... No.
Jim, listen to me. Pandora Ames is Agent Dana Benavides.
Hold on. She's a nerd, Bastion. She's a junior auditor. She's a glorified copy girl. Your information is wrong. Hello? Hello?
Oh, wow. Instant pizzas.
Wait.
Hey.
Here's your order.
Oh, that was super fast. I just want to open the box and check.
Statin, no! Oh my god! Oh my fuck! Oh my... Pandora! Pandora! What the fuck did you do?
Get out the way.
No!
Get out the way, Jim.
Are you fucking insane? What are you doing, Stan?
I'm giving her a fucking break. Now move.
No, break? A break? You're not giving...
No, you're not giving her a break, letting her bleed out on the goddamn linoleum.
No, but you're the one that...
She's already dead, Jim. So am I.
No.
So are you.
Shut up, Pandora. Pandora, wait, wait. I can.
Oh, Pandora, Jesus. But just tell him your real name.
Fuck you.
Fine. Bleed out and eat your pizza. You don't have any allergies, do you?
Hey, 911, this... Hello. It's not working. Hey, what are you doing to... No, get off her! Leave her alone!
No, get the fuck off me! Go sit in the fucking beanbag and shut the fuck up now!
You wouldn't shoot me!
Oh, I just shot this pretty little thing, didn't I? Another isn't gonna make a whole lot of difference, sunshine. Ass beanbag now!
What are you doing to her?
Checking for a wire.
Jesus, she's a junior auditor, Stanton.
Oh, really? Because she's got an ID on her here, and she looks the spitting image of this chick. Special Agent Dana Benavides. Weird, huh?
What?
You want to tell him, or should I? You look a little tired. Maybe I'll tell him. She is part of an FBI operation called Domino. They're looking for people like us, Jim. Her ad, her come fuck me video profile, they made it to get to you because they bugged us in Vegas.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But here's the thing with these folks. They're even more scared of all this time tangling than we are. So they're kind of slow, kind of tiptoeing around, just watching us. But this one here, she got a little close, huh?
I don't know what...
Yeah, you do, sweetie.
I don't... She just...
Careful. The Heavenly Father's gonna taste them lies in your mouth.
Well, I'm just an agent. I don't know. I just thought it was some fraud.
Oh. Poor thing. They didn't even tell you.
Tell me what? Who are you?
Well, this fucking sucks, huh? The truth of it is, Dana, and, I hate to torture you. I mean, I really do. You're irrelevant. Damn. They threw you into a sport you didn't even know that you were playing, sweetie.
You set me up.
Ah, that's right, Jim. You're a little mealworm on the end of our hook. Oh, God. None of this matters. That's what you have to remember. Inconsequential.
This feels pretty fucking consequential, Staten. Maybe not to you, but to me, to her.
You, me, her. We're as worthless as gum on a boot heel. I don't know how many times you need to hear it, Sunshine. I am damn near going out of my mind with you, I swear. Looks like she's checking out. I'll leave y'all to it. I suggest you see her on her way, then you get back to your place, Jim. We'll handle the rest. Are you gonna eat that pizza?
Get the hell out of here.
Nighty-night. Dana, it was great meeting you.
Pandora. Hey.
Who are you?
I'm Jim Yang.
No, you're not.
I am.
Who are you?
I'm Jim Yang. I'm the finance manager for Enron Broadband Service.
You can't be.
Why?
You can't be.
Pandora.
You can't.
There's a company that reaches into the past to take funds, money, like phony, fraudulent money from our time and any time with the internet. And they use these operatives to, I guess I'm one of them. And you have to be inconsequent.
Mom?
What? What's that?
Mom. Where's my mom?
She's.
Mom.
She's here. She's here. Dana.
Mom.
Presidential race is crackling like a hickory fire here.
Networks first called the state for Gore.
NBC News projects that he wins the 25 electoral votes.
What the networks giveth, the networks taketh away.
Before they start the recount, they've got to finish the count.
The Florida Supreme Court ordered a statewide recount, but that was paused, then ordered to stop less than a week later by the U.S. Supreme Court, leaving Bush in the lead. In the end, though Gore did get more popular votes nationwide, he lost the Electoral College, the first candidate to do this since Grover Cleveland in 1888.
Tonight, for the sake of our unity as a people and the strength of our democracy, I offer my concession.
George W. Bush won Florida by 537 votes, a margin of 0.009%.
In the words of our great hymn, America, America, let us crown thy good with brotherhood. Sea, shining sea. And now, my friends, in a phrase I once addressed to others, it's time for me to go. Thank you, and good night, and God bless America.
I'm thankful for America, and thankful that we are able to resolve our electoral differences.
Sip it, savor it, cup it, photostat it, underline it in red, George Bush is the next president of the United States.
James Nixon Yang?
Yeah?
Sign here, please.
What is it?
what's
funny?
It's not funny. My buddy and I in the truck, we think it says PlayStation 2.
What?
says Sony here on the box. Underneath, it's somewhere in the corner here. Yeah, here, Sony.
I guess it is.
Dude.
What?
Oh, this is awesome. This is so cool.
Yeah, I guess. Thanks.
Hey, if you ever want to hang out, play video games, I can...
Morris had finished its hibernation. History was on the right course, and the money-making could recommence. But not without kissing my ass first. Keeping me on side had become a priority, I guess. Some meeting was obviously taking place in the distant future, and my name was on some screen.
Huh. Dynasty Warrior 2, Summoner, Ridge Racer 5, Eternal Ring...
Time Splitters, Smuggler's Run, World Destruction League, Deus Ex, Resident Evil Code Veronica, Ready to Rumble Boxing 2, Armored Core 2, Sky Odyssey.
Donald Duck going quackers?
Donald Duck going quackers. There wasn't a game released in that year that wasn't stuffed into this box with a brand new PlayStation 2. Two DualShock controllers, 4 8-megabyte memory cards, a multi-tap extension. Not that I had anybody that would come and play PlayStation with me. This was a gift to keep me in my home, to keep me in my place. Literally.
Hey, listen, you seem cool and everything, but I really don't want to play video games with anybody.
Good.
Bastion.
Are they back?
What? Who?
Maurice, are they communicating again?
Yeah.
They killed your girl.
She wasn't my girl.
You look like shit, man. Do you know that?
Thanks. You want to come... Okay.
Ooh, they pimped you out, huh?
What's that?
Oh, with the house.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, it's great.
No, it's not. What's that?
Oh, that just got delivered. That's PlayStation 2.
And what, that's great too?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're kind of hard to get a hold of, so...
Your girl. Her body gets found in 2003, deep under Corpus Christi Bay.
Who?
Agent Benavides.
What? Why haven't there been any, like, missing person alerts or...
Maurice don't want that. The FBI don't either.
Of course they don't.
This is such fucking bullshit. Did you buy any of this?
No, I guess not. No, actually, yeah, the George Foreman. I got that.
Oh, good for you, Jim.
Thanks.
Fuck.
What is wrong with them buying me stuff, man? I mean, I should at least get something out of them.
You do well at school.
Yeah?
Super smart,
I mean,
right?
I guess so.
Because from where I'm stood, you look as dumb as fuck.
That's easy to say when you can read the future.
This is nothing to do with the future. This is about everything, man. Everything.
What? I don't know.
You don't see it? This stuff is not your life. This is a distraction. This is to make you grovel to the man and say, oh, thank you for my precious things. You're thanking the jail master for the fucking shiny cuffs, man. Wake up!
Look, I am awake. I'm wide...
You're broken, man. You're just like everybody else.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're falling for this fucking shit.
What? I'm not falling for anything. I'm pissed at them, okay?
Then do something about it, or shut the fuck up and play your Nintendo shit.
It's a Sony...
Don't! Young.
What?
You gotta work out whose balls are in whose hands here.
I don't think any balls are in anyone's hands. It's a mutual thing. It's just... These are transactions, right?
Oh, man. This guy's picking on you right now. You own them, dude. Until you see that, you're fucked. They're not even sperm yet, man. Their fucking grandpas are still walking these streets in cargo pants and sweatbands.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to. Ah, fuck it. Where is your computer?
Look, Bastion.
Where is your computer?
Through there, on the right.
All right.
What are you doing?
They fucked you over. It's only fair.
What?
You asked for a treasure map.
I was with Pandora, so...
I asked you to wake up. They used you.
I know they did. Wait. What is this?
Everything.
Is this a virus?
No, amigo. This is the fucking cure.
The proxy... Wait, are you allowed to do this?
You're asking a board director of Morris if he's allowed to...
What, you're a board director?
Well, I butt in early, remember? I could be worth $1 trillion for all I know.
Wait, could be.
Yeah, depends on what year you're looking at. Here.
What do I do?
Pick a year, man.
Pick a year.
Sure.
Okay, 2001?
2001? Pick an interesting year, Jim. You'll be in 2001 in, what, like a couple of weeks?
All right, okay, put in, like, 20 years.
20 years. All right, 2020, okay. What do you want to see?
In 2020? Can you search for Tom Brady?
Sure, why not?
It looks kind of crappy.
Yeah, we don't have the connection to load everything these sites contain.
From the world of sports. After months of speculation, quarterback Tom Brady announced on social media that he will not return to the New England Patriots next season. A lot of people say Brady is the best quarterback of all time. What do we know about him becoming a Buccaneer?
Wow.
Yeah, you into sports?
Not at all, actually. Ellis was. She told me about him. What are you doing?
No copies.
Jesus. Wait, but I can keep it on my computer?
Sure.
And what should I do?
Wake the fuck up.
Should I invest? Like in stocks or whatever?
I gotta catch a flight.
Hey, Bastion. Thank you. Thanks. I mean, they've never even offered...
I know, man. I know. You already know the best investment you can make, Jim. Take it easy.
Take it easy. Bye, Bastion. Right.
Justin, you are looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent
terrorist. We are hearing that Enron have filed
for it. Is here. You know, Europe is kind of like the United States. Different states all have the same money.
This is perhaps the next big thing in Watertown, Massachusetts. Mark Zuckerberg, creator of Harvard's TheFacebook.com.
Tonight, gay couples throughout Massachusetts are celebrating a day many
thought
might never come.
As its winds reach 39 miles per hour, it becomes a tropical storm.
The National Services Committee will hold first congressional hearings on the Enron debacle tomorrow morning. Neither CEO Ken Wright.
If you really want to stay connected, there is a new service, and supposedly it is the next guilty verdicts in the biggest case of corporate fraud in history. 38 counts of fraud and conspiracy.
Lawyers for Jeffrey Skin and Kenneth Lay threw around complicated notions about margin calls and short sales.
At least 30 people believed to be killed on the campus of Virginia Tech,
which has 25,000 employees.
Israel's Air Force unleashes devastation on the Gaza Strip.
4 decades after the passage of the Civil Rights Act,
Michael Jackson, 50 years old, the king of pop, has died a very, very sad moment.
Becomes Australia's first female Prime Minister.
Ladies and gentlemen,
many expect.
We got him.
On the deadly shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. The Sandy Hook school site is turning out to be most special and
most historic
to the
scientific world and this landmark rule of the court on making same-sex marriage legal in this country across every state in this nation.
I would go to Parliament and propose that the British people decide our future.
Snowden said he saw firsthand and became increasingly concerned about
about the ruling of the NSA electronic surveillance industry.
Despite nearly all national polls showing him behind the Donald Trump,
tonight, all eyes on North Korea. Kim Jong-un on stage.
The latest on Harvey Weinstein, the New York Times reporting allegations by numerous women who say the Hollywood mogul sexually harassed
them. The virus pandemic started in China, spread to Europe, and had reached the UK by the end of January.
Born in fury, sparked
by the death of Christmas, George Floyd, a critic's vigorous is a racially motivated police brutality.
The richest person is Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO.
Breaking news at 11, the Russian invasion of Ukraine is underway as troops move in. Right now, there are reports of
seizures
in several cities.
OpenAI said that it's introducing its ChatGPT app to iOS and iPhones, and that'll open the door for more users.
In southern Turkey, buildings crumble like sand.
Oxygen supplies on board the missing Titan sub.
NASA launched a successful mission for Artemis II, the first manned mission beyond low Earth orbit since 1972.
In 2026,
Charles the world together has died.
Former President Donald J.
Hello. Trump. It pleases me to be the first AI chief executive officer of a major corporation.
We are facing the greatest challenge in human history. Our survival depends on urgent change.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Every day is filled with opportunities to express yourself. And with an everyday piece from Blue Nile, you can do it without saying a word. Blue Nile's collection of diamond jewelry is the ultimate statement, with sparkle that elevates any outfit. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, their diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Capacity fluctuates.
Excuse me, could I grab Cora Campbell for a moment?
Sure, yep. Cora?
Yeah, 2 secs.
Okay, where were we?
This way.
Where are we going? Yeah. Floor 39. Why are we going to the top floor?
For this reason.
That's smart. You know, I was actually in a meeting about bandwidth derivative instruments.
Would it be okay if you made me a promise?
Sure. Maybe. I don't know.
In 2 months, I want you to sell every share you have in this place.
What?
Every single share, Cora.
2 months?
I just need a promise. Please.
Jim, this is my job. These are my savings.
Hi.
No, sorry. Elevator's full.
What? Hey! Hey!
What's going on? What happened to your rules about us?
Would it be okay if I took you out to dinner tonight?
Yeah. Duh. That would be okay. What sort of dumb question is that? Is this real?
It's real.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Wake up, Jim. Come on. Fucking do it. Fucking do it.
Hi there. Could I get you anything while you wait?
Shh.
Okay, okay.
Wow. Do it. Do it.
This is Peter Boris.
Hey there, Peter. Sorry to call so late. It's Jim. Jim Yang. I'm calling about your company.
Oh, hey. Hey, Jim.
I spoke to Bastion, and I'm encouraged by Morris Capital's returns.
Great. You'd like to open a portfolio with us?
I'd like to buy 5% of your company. Check your email. That's my offer. I look forward to hearing from you.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
Gotta go, Peter. Happy holidays.
You too, Jim.
Nope. Hey there, you want a Nokia 3210?
Sure.
Here.
Whoa. Excuse me, sir, we have a call for you.
It's fine, honestly.
They say it's urgent.
Yeah?
There's a car outside. Get in it.
No.
This is non-negotiable.
Hey! That's no way to talk to a Morris Capital board member.
The situ...
In fact, what's your name? Do I need to speak to your boss? Better yet, how about I find out who your boss is and go track down his mommy someplace? Huh? How would he feel about that?
Am I late or are you early?
Oh, we're actually both early.
Oh, right.
I found someplace better to eat.
Okay.
Come on.
Jim, where are we going?
Just come on. Is it good? It's good, right?
It's a hot dog. Of course it's good.
But like... it's better than where we were.
I didn't get the chance to eat where we were, so how can I make that call?
Mmm, it's so good.
It is grilled sausage in a bun, Jim.
Yeah, and?
So, is this where you tell me you've been avoiding me because you've got some obsession with the Houston Rockets or something?
The guy, the person, are you still with him?
No.
Why?
When Pandora left, I don't know. I didn't have the... It's embarrassing, but I didn't care about him, really.
Right. Right. And who did you care about?
Yeah, it's true. You caught me. I'm deeply in love with Doug.
Oh. Is it his gold tooth?
No, actually. It's his Marlin Splash 93 Fishing Expo t-shirt. I saw it at breakfast in Vegas and haven't been able to think of anything else since.
Oh, jeez.
Now that was a shitty morning. Marlin Splash t-shirt aside.
Worst morning of my life.
You did it, buddy. Don't look at me like that, please.
Like what?
Like that.
Why?
because it hurts me. I don't know why, but it does.
I don't want to hurt you.
But you did.
Cora. Cora, I'm going to tell you why I did.
Okay.
First thing you need to know, I have zero interest in basketball.
Zero?
Absolute zero.
Okay, kind of weird that you wanted to see the Rockets then.
But, okay. Here goes. I just gotta wait for the timeout to end.
If this is a kiss cam thing, I'm gonna vomit directly into your face.
It's not a kiss cam, are you insane?
Are you?
That guy there, you see him?
The center.
Okay, the center. Thanks, Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow, you really don't give a shit about basketball.
Watch, he's gonna miss from 6 feet out, and then he's gonna miss again from 12 feet. Steve Francis is gonna win the offensive rebound. Then Vashawn Leonard is gonna steal it from him and go make a 2-point shot at the rim.
What?
Watch.
How did you do that?
And now Walt Williams is gonna miss from 7 feet. There's gonna be a defensive rebound, and that guy there is gonna score from, I think, 14 feet out.
Jim, I...
Those two plays matter. The Rockets will lose this game 100-102.
What?
Hey, want to know how many people are in here? 11,276.
Your attendance tonight's sports by Central Bank is 11,276.
So, want to know anything else?
I feel kind of lightheaded, actually. I'm a little freaked out.
Want to get out of here?
Well, now you've told me the score. Yeah.
You're not talking.
No, I'm not talking. I'm not talking.
So a good not talking.
Right.
Hmm.
So, when you said it wouldn't be okay, me and you...
It was them.
The company.
Correct.
Will they hurt you?
I don't know.
Will they hurt me?
No.
How do you know?
Because most things, most people, matter.
The shares. You told me to sell my shares, right?
In March. An article is going to come out.
About Enron?
Yeah. In Forbes. And from that point, it's...
It's what?
Enron is... It's mostly a fraud, Cora. The share price will gradually fall, but the company will crash in the space of about a week.
A week? Its market capitalization is over $70 billion. The share price is nearly 90 bucks.
Yeah, well, in under a year, it'll be 90 cents.
This is impossible.
Cora.
It's impossible. It's Enron.
I need you to believe me.
But I just... I don't.
I knew you wouldn't, and that's okay. So I looked this up.
What now?
Come up here.
What are you doing?
Climbing a fire escape.
Could you maybe not?
I want to show you something. Come up here. Come on. Here.
Oh, thanks.
God, I timed it so good.
Timed what?
The moon bow.
The moon bow?
Uh-huh. Like a rainbow. But from the moon. I saw this picture from tonight. There was a high-pressure water leak from the Holland Chemical Company. Over there. See? Watch.
Nothing's happening.
Just wait. It's like at some point around this... Oh, hey, there it is.
What the hell?
The water. It sprays out, and because the moon is so low...
Wow.
Moonbow.
Moonbow.
In 20 years from now, this place is going to be a rooftop cinema.
That's so cool.
Yeah. We should come here. Opening night.
Wow.
Wow, what?
You made me look away from the moonbow.
Yeah, well.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm guessing all this time stuff is pretty sensitive, huh?
You believe me now?
Not totally, but you're making a damn good case.
Yeah. I gotta be careful. Yeah.
Would it be okay if I told anybody about Enron?
No.
Would it be okay if I fell in love with you?
Yeah, duh. That would be okay. What sort of dumb question is that?
Boom starred Aki Katabi as Jim Yang, Meg Kavanaugh as Cora Campbell, Mike Capizola as Doug Martinez, Gabriela Garcia as Pandora, Alejandro Taran as Bastion, and Amari Douglas as Staten. Boom is a Stack production in association with Holy Smokes. Directed by Adam Jarrell and written by Joel Emery. Sound design by Adam Jarrell and Tom Wally. Music supervisor, Ewan Dance. Executive producers, Adam Jarrell, Luke Moore, and John Teague. Producers for Stack, Charlie Morgan and Finn Ranson. Boom is dedicated in loving memory to Lucinda Shaw.
Boom is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.